Now, the rest of the story. You and I have noted from time to time that nothing ever happens in Jessup, Georgia. Well, something has. Mr. Stanley Collier was working on his 4x4 pickup truck in the carport alongside his house on North Palm Street. He was underneath this jacked-up truck seeking to remove the differential for repair. And when the last bolt was loose, the rear end, axle and all, came down. It dropped, and with such force that the truck lurched sideways, the jack buckled, the car came down on top of Mr. Collier. Now the truck is resting on a trailer hitch. The tailpipe and everything adjacent are crushing Stanley Collier, his shoulder and his chest. Mr. Collier's son, Robert, working nearby, heard the truck crash to the concrete, and Robert saw his father being crushed beneath. Now, Robert is 19. He's a sophomore at Brunswick Junior College. Now, he's not frail exactly, but in school he is more musician than athlete. And that truck with two toolboxes weighs 6,000 pounds. But son Robert grabbed the fender well nearest his dad and with strength beyond his own was able to lift that 3-ton truck and high enough so that a neighbor who had heard the ruckus was able to drag the senior, Mr. Collier, out from under. Son Bob got him to Wayne Memorial Hospital, where he was treated for a broken collarbone, fractured ribs, smashed nose, multiple contusions of his chest and internal bruises. I got acquainted with Mr. Collier by telephone when I sought to learn of his recovery, and can now confirm that he is alive and he is repairing, and he will be back at work at Collier Oil within a matter of a few weeks. Now then, I've told you how Stanley Collier was rescued when a truck fell on him. But this is the rest of the story. 17 years ago, and 2 miles away from where this happened, another citizen of Jessup was doing some farm tractor work when the tractor rolled on him. The overturned tractor was crushing him. The clutch was grinding into his gut. And at that time, also, a rescuer was near enough to get there in time. And that time, also, the rescuer, though comparatively frail, was able to lift the 4,000-pound tractor and free the trapped man. And that time, the rescued man was Mr. Stanley Collier's cousin David. And that time, 17 years ago, the rescuer was Mr. Stanley Collier. Of course, he says he could no more lift that tractor than his son could lift a truck. But each did it when he had to. Doctors call it adrenaline. Stanley calls it God. And now you know the rest of the story.